2009, there was about 40 million people over the age of 65 in the United States. That number is projected to climb to 72 million by 2030. So that's about an 80% increase in that population, 65 years and older, over the next 20, 30 years. And so that age wave is coming, and specifically to our northern Kentucky counties of Campbell, Kenton, and Boone, the number of people over 65 years of age is projected to be over 60,000 people by 2020. When you have that significant change in your demographic, there are all sorts of community and social services that are going to be impacted. Healthcare, transportation, affordable housing, the general infrastructure in dealing with that different type of population.
Are we ahead of the game on this issue? What are other regions doing?
I think we have the basic building blocks in place. We have a lot of wonderful agencies in the area that are devoted to this senior population. We have a very strong network of healthcare providers. I think, ideally, the idea that the goal of this program on Wednesday is to get more details about how this changing population is going to impact our region, what do we have in place already to deal with it, and then also identify where we need to improve as a region to prepare for this age wave.
Do you think that baby boomers will be relying more on government or community services to assist them with things like healthcare?
Yeah, that seems to be what the experts believe is going to happen. And that is the expectation, that the government is going to have to play a part, the local agencies that we have in place already, but also the children. So the baby boomers right now, many of them are taking care of their parents, and that trend may continue as the baby boomers continue to age. The other interesting development is that, in general, living longer is going to equal working longer.
Right.
So the funding of some of our programs that we've always relied on, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, which is the primary funding source for nursing homes, the costs continue to rise with those, and they all have a shelf life at some level unless things start to change. So the idea is that some of those programs that we've always had and people have relied on, you know, may not be there or may be there just in a different way, and people's children may have to play a larger role in taking care of their parents.
You make a really great point. There are so many more blended families now than there were, say, a half a generation ago, where you have kids moving back home and also parents moving in with their children simultaneously.
Right.
Do you think we're moving more towards those blended families of multi-generational families?
It certainly could happen, and some of the research that I've done on this topic, many experts believe that will take place, partly out of necessity. That all goes back into the planning of this area, is how do we develop a community that allows people to have those multi-generational type of families. Everyone's going to have to play a part in developing our infrastructure and improving our infrastructure in order to handle this age wave.
The Northern Kentucky Forum Dialogue is free, and the public is invited to participate. It will take place Wednesday from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Edgewood Senior Center. You can find out how to get details on our website at wnku.org under local news. Tony Hyatt, thank you.
Thank you, Matt.